First, in 2 Corinthians, that speaks about becoming a new creature. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse,
在哥林多后书第五章十七节,
says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I'm going to tell you a story about a farmer who came to New York.
我要告诉你一个故事，关于一个农夫，他到纽约去。
He was from the back part of our country.
他从我们那个乡下的后面去。
And you would probably call him, well, you would call him a 土包子, I think.
可能你们就叫他 土包子。
And so he came to the very large RCA building in New York.
他到了纽约，到了RCA那个房子里面去。
And he just had never seen anything like this in all of his life.
他在一生中从来没有看到那些事。
He had just, his eyes were so big.
他眼睛睁得大大的。
And he just looked up at the large building and he could hardly believe his eyes.
他看了那么大的一个房子，简直不可以相信他眼睛所看到的。
And he saw the elevators in front of him.
他就看到电梯在他的前面。
And he couldn't understand what all the green lights and the red lights were all about.
他也不懂得那些红灯和绿灯是什么意思。
And he saw these doors open and close.
看到那些门开开关关的。
And then he saw a little old lady come along, bent over, and she walked over to the doors. And she went into the elevator. The doors open, and then the doors closed. And he just stood there looking, and he could hardly believe his eyes. The red lights blinked, and the green lights went on, and the doors opened up. And out walked a beautiful woman. Was and he just couldn't understand that. And he said, "Golly, if I had known this, I would have brought my old lady to New York." Well, we want to talk about changes in our lives, but not quite this kind of a change.
我们今天要谈到生命上的改变，但是并不是这一类的改变。
We want to talk about a change of heart today.
我们今天要讲到的是心脏的改变。
And I want to talk to you a little bit about the science of cardiology or the study of the heart and its changes.
我今天要跟你们大家讲的是讲到心脏学或者是关于心脏的事情，从如何使心脏改变。
You know, in the days of past years, some cultures talked about the seat of the emotions in the liver. People would say, my deepest feelings are located in my liver. Can't you imagine a young man saying to his girlfriend, "Oh, my liver yearns for you." But now we say our heart aches for you. We understand that better. Well, this afternoon I want to spend a little time talking about the science of cardiology. And how it affects and how it can be treated in terms of the gospel. First of all, about the heart, it weighs about a half a pound. And it pumps in a very efficient way.
它这样的抽击非常有效。
It's the most efficient pump of the universe.
是宇宙中最有效的一个抽水机一样。
It pumps 5 pints of blood in an average person around tremendous distances in a very short time.
它在一个短的时间可以抽出来的血是5个品特。
If you're just sitting there, it's pushing about 5 pints every minute.
若是你坐在那里的话，是差不多每一分钟是抽射出来的是5个品特的血。
If you run from here to try to get to the dining hall in time, it'll speed up and it'll push about 35 pints per minute.
若是你跑的话，跑去赶着吃饭的话，那大概每分钟喷出来的血大概是35个品特。
If it beats 70 times a minute, which is average, you multiply that in terms of a year's work.And you find that the heart is pumping about 40 million times a year.
它平均每分钟是跳动70次。若是你把它平均起来，一年就差不多有4000次跳动。
And then
4000万次。
If you multiply that times 50 years, that gives you about, well, look at it, 40 million, 2,000 million times in 50 years.
若是50年的话，就差不多你的心脏要跳动4000万，次。
And it pushes this blood through tubes and capillaries and little channels that can be measured out to approximately 12,000 miles.
若是你把微血管把它展开的话，那差不多那个长度有12000里。
And a blood cell can make that circuit.From the body to the heart, through the lungs, and back to the heart again in 23 seconds.
你的心脏循环它的血液到身体到肺，一共只要23秒的时间。
So we could say that the heart, is truly a marvelous organ.
所以我们知道心脏是一个很奇妙的器官。
Doesn't take any time out for a coffee break.
它也不需要有一点点休息。
No spring vacation.
也没有什么需要休假的。
And it just keeps going the whole time.
只是整个的生命里面都一直在那里跳动。
It really is a miracle.
实在是一个奇迹。
That it can repair itself and it doesn't have to stop.
它可以自己整动，也不需要停顿。
Can you imagine trying to fix your automobile with everything still running?
你可不可以使你的汽车一直这样不断地停开动？
You end up with no fingers.
到后来都不需要你的手动什么。
Well, we have tried to understand the heart and its diseases with different instruments.
那我们要研究这个心脏的时候，明白它有什么病状的时候，我们用不同的工具。
I'm sure all of you know about the stethoscope.
我想我们大家都知道。我们常用的就是听诊器。
The doctor listens to the heart and he can tell some things.
医生用那个听诊器来听的时候，他就知道一些。
And you have all probably heard of what we call the EKG.
我们也听到了关于心电图的事情。
There, that the electrical impulse from the heart is measured and we can study its function.
从心脏里面流出的电流，我们测量出来就晓得心脏的功用的情形。
But I want to tell you today about a new way to study the heart.
但是今天我要告诉你们的是一个新的方法来研究心脏。
It's called echocardiography.
我们叫它叫做心脏回音图。
And this is a new modality by which we can study the heart without danger to the patient.
这是一个新的方法，我们用来研究心脏是一点都没有危险性。
A sound wave is created and is bounced into the heart.
我们用一个声波把它冲击到心脏去。
If you take a rubber ball and throw it against the wall,
就是我们用一个球打在一个墙上。
That rubber ball will bounce back at you.And you hopefully can catch it.
那个球就反击过来，你就希望能够接到它。
We have learned how to bounce sound against an object and catch it when it comes back.
我们就用声波这样子击了一件物件上面，然后回来的时候我们就 能够接到那个声波的情形。
I want to tell you a little bit about how this was discovered.
我要告诉你们怎么样这件事情怎么会发现这个方法的。
A little bit about the history of echocardiography.
关于心脏回音图的这个历史的背景。
Back in 1883, Mr. Galton developed a whistle.
1883年 Galton 先生他发明了一个哨子。
And he could blow onto that whistle, but nobody in this room would be able to hear him.
他把个哨子吹的时候，在我们这里面的房子里面，没有一个人可以听到。
Because he made it so that it would vibrate at such a fast rate, so high a pitch that it was beyond human hearing.
因为他那个声波的震动高到超过于人能够听到的那个震动。
But all the dogs in the neighborhood said, "Oh." The dogs could hear it, and it hurt their ears.
但是狗呢可以听到，而且它觉得很刺耳。
Dogs have a different frequency by which they can hear the sounds than humans.
是狗所听到的那个声音的频率跟人所能听到的频率是不一样。
And then later on, they discovered in 1914 that by making sound at such high frequency with a quartz rock or crystal, that this energy would kill fish.
在1914年，他们就发现用一个石头做的，好像结晶体一样的，可以这个声波可以杀死很多的鱼。
So they learned that by bouncing these sound waves into the water, they could produce some results.
他们用一个声波弄到水里面去，然后就能够捞到很多的鱼。
In 1929, a Russian learned how to discover defects, blemishes in metal rods or beams by using sound.
在1929年，有一个俄国的科学家，他发明怎么样研究在金属里面有一些残缺的地方，也是用声波。
And then during the Second World War, there was a very secret study that was going on to try and determine underwater submarines.
在第二次世界大战也有一个科学的方法来研究在水下的潜水艇怎么样能够发现它。
And the boats up here were on the surface of the water would send sound into down there and try and discover the submarines down here with their sound.
那船在水的上面用一些声波放到水下面去就可以探查到下面有没有潜水艇。
Then beginning in 1940s to the 50s, we began to use this method of echo and receiving the sound back in the study of the heart.
1940到1953的时候，我们就开始用这个声波的回转的这个方法来用在研究心脏上。
So we learned how to take a sound producing instrument, which is called the echo head, which is represented here.
我们用一个创造一个音波的一个小东西，我们告诉这个是一个回音的一个头子。
And then we would place it on the patient's chest by putting some oil on his chest first.
我们放在病人的胸腔上面，首先我们要涂一层油。
And then they would bounce sound waves down into the heart, which are represented here.
我们就放了一些音波到他的心脏里面去，就从那些红条线可以看到。
And so the sound would come into the body, and into the heart, and then would bounce back into the head.
那个声波进去以后，然后就反击回来，就到了那个上面那个头头上。
And by capturing that sound and putting it on a graph, we could outline the structure of the heart.
从它反击回来的声波，我们就把它记录下来，就可以看到心脏的实际的情形。
Now this is just a sample of those sound waves that are reflected back out of the heart that help us understand the morphology, the structure of the heart.
这就是一个样本，当一个声波转回来的时候，变成一个图形，我们怎么样用来研究心脏。
You know,
I think that there's a very interesting relationship here in preaching of the gospel.
我想这个方法用来传福音是中间有很密切的关系。
I think that we can use the word of God as the means of producing God's sound to the heart.
我们可以用神的话来替代这个发音的这个小头头。
God has spoken through His Son and through the prophets by His word.
神借着他的先知和他的儿子向我们说话。
And this has generated the message of God to our heart.
这个信息是从神到我们的心里面的。
But if you take that instrument and you put it on the dry skin, nothing will get through and you don't get a good message.
就是你把这个工具放在我们的一个山的心脏里面呢，就没有什么效果。
We've learned that you have to have a layer of oil.
我们刚刚提到必须要有一层油在上面。
There has to be good contact.
所以可以接得很紧。
And you have to press the instrument down hard against the chest to get good contact.
你要把那个器具很紧紧地贴着这个心脏，然后就有紧密切的联系。
You know, the Word of God teaches us that the Holy Spirit of God is resembled pictured as oil.
但是神的话告诉我们，圣这个油就是表明是圣灵。
And if the oil of the Spirit of God and the sound of His Word gets to our heart, there should be a response.
若是神的话到我们的心脏里面，然后圣灵在我们的工作，我们就应该有一个反应。
And so this afternoon we want to try and hear what kind of response your heart gives back to the Word of God.
所以今天下午我们就要来希望来看看你们大家对神的话有什么样的反应。
The great king of Israel, King David, had a wonderful response to God's heart sound.
以色列的王大卫王，他对于神的话有一个很美好的反应。
Psalm 27:8 gives us David's heart response.
诗篇二十七篇，第八节，他给一个很好的反应。
When you said, "Seek my face," that was the word of God. And the sound of God coming to David's heart. David's echo from inside of his heart was, My heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. So I would ask you this afternoon, God is saying, Seek my face. And what does your heart respond to him? Does your heart say, Yes, Lord, I want to know more of you? Or does it say, No, I don't want to hear anymore? You're bothering me. I don't want you to get too close to me. Well, last night we saw that God sees our hearts. And this afternoon we're going to look at a few verses which tell us that God knows our hearts. Acts 1:24 says, Lord, you know the hearts of all men.
Excuse me.
The first verse, Acts 1:24. Lord, you know the hearts of all men.
使徒行传第一章二十四节讲，神啊，你知道人的心。
And so it's very hard to get away from the one who knows all.
所以若是要知道全，要从全知的神那里逃避是不可能的。
Acts 15:8 says, God who knows the hearts.
使徒行传十五章八节说，知道人心的神。
Jeremiah 17:9-10 tells us that it's God who searches the heart.
耶利米书十七章九到十节说，是神他要探查人的心。
And in John's Gospel, the second chapter, we read of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, who knew what was in man.
在约翰福音第二章二十五节，我们看到主耶稣他是知道人心所存的。
And so, what does he see when he looks in our hearts?
当他看到我们心的时候，他看到的是什么呢？
What is your response when God's word begins to speak to your heart?
当神向你心里面说话的时候，你的反应是什么呢？
In Proverbs, the 20th chapter, we have a question about the heart.
在箴言第二十章。
Who can say that I have made my heart clean, that I am free from my own sin?
第九节说，谁能说我洁净了我的心，我脱净了我的罪？
Can any man say that I'm very clean?
有没有人说我一点罪都没有？
Proverbs 23:7.
箴言23章第七节说，
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.What is your thought pattern?
告诉你你自己思想的形式是什么？
What do you set your heart on?
你心里面所注意的。
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there you'll find your heart as well.
你的财产在哪里，你的心也在哪。
He also said in Matthew's Gospel something else about the heart of man.The Lord Jesus said, it's out of the heart of man that comes all of the ugliness of sin.
他说从人的心里面就是一切恶的根源。
He lists seven things.
他列了七件恶事。
Evil thoughts.
恶念。
Murderers.
凶杀。
Adulteries.
奸淫。
Fornications.
苟合。
Thefts.
偷盗。
False witness,
妄证,
cursing and blasphemy,
旁度,
horrible things all originate in the heart.
所有可怕的事情都是从心里面发出来。
And it's the word of God that searches out our hearts.
只有神自己的话是探查我们的心。
And begins to demonstrate to us what is right and what is wrong.
他也向我们显明什么是对的，什么是错的。
Begins to tell us that we are in a helpless condition.
就让我们自己看到自己是毫没有希望的
光景。That we all have a heart condition that needs correction.
我们的心里面实在是需要神的帮助。
That all of our hearts are polluted and dirty.
我们心里面都是污染，都是很肮脏。
Well, you say, maybe so, but I try to keep myself clean.
你可能说。可能是对的，但是我一直都尽量的往好的做的。
I don't beat my wife and I don't kick my sister and I'm quite a good guy.
我也不打我太太，我也不踢我的妹妹，我还算不错。
But in the Word of God, we read in Leviticus the 5th chapter, the 1st verse, if any soul hear the voice of swearing.Whether he hath seen it or known it, he shall bear that iniquity.
在利未记第五章第一节，若有人听见发誓的声音，他本是见证。
You know what that really means? Simply is that if you are exposed to cursing and wrongdoing, you didn't do it and you didn't say it, but you heard it. It says you are dirty.
这里告诉我们就是说虽然有的时候我们自己没有做坏事但是你听到了你在人家讲不好的话的时候你在那里的时候你已经是沾染了
If you sit in front of the TV screen and you just look and you just listen you didn't say it and you didn't do it but you just took it in like a sponge it says you have been contaminated
所以你若是坐在 TV电视的前面你也没有做什么你看到了你听到了但是里面的那些坏的事情就吸收到你里面去那你就已经污染了
In Job 15 we read the following verse
在约伯书第十五节我们读下面这几句
14-16 it says What is man that he should be clean and he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous Behold he puts no trust that is God puts no trustEven in his saints, yes, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinks iniquity like he drinks water?
14-16节，人是什么？竟算为洁净呢？妇人所生的是什么？竟算为义呢？ 神不信靠他的众圣者，在他眼前天也不洁净，何况那污秽可憎恶和罪孽如水的世人呢？
You see, we just really cannot appreciate how very holy and righteous the God of heaven is.
我们简直都不可想象神到底有多神圣，有多圣洁。
And so comes the question from Job 25, how can a man be justified with God?
这里约伯记二十五章也告诉我们人怎么样能够被称义。
How can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even the moon and it shines not. Yes, the stars are not clean in his sight. How much less man that is a worm and the son of man, which is just like mud.
第四到第六节，这样在神面前，人怎能称义？妇人所生的怎能洁净？在神眼前，月亮也无光，星宿也不洁净，何况如虫的人，如蛆的世人呢？
And so the word of God, as it examines our heart, says that everyone is guilty and is condemned.
所以从神的话语来看的话，人心里面每一个人都是有罪的，而且已经被定罪。
The Jews have failed.
以色列人已经失败了。
The Gentiles have failed.
外邦人也失败了。
The Americans have failed.
美国人也失败了。
And the Chinese have failed.
中国人也失败了。
And everyone, the whole world, is guilty before God, and their heart is in trouble.
每一个人在神的面前都有罪，而且他的心里面都有毛病。
Can you prove that?
能不能证明呢？
Yes, I can.
我可以证明。
What are the wages of sin?
罪的工价是什么？
Death.
死，罪的工价乃是死。
Does everybody die?
是不是每个人都死呢？
Absolutely. Chinese die just like Americans die.
当然，中国人也死，美国人也死。
We all die.
我们都死。
And that's the common denominator that proves that we're all in desperate need.
这就是同一的证明，我们大家都需要得拯救。
But you know, David comes along and he has a very interesting prayer.
大卫王他有一个很有趣的一个祷告。
The word of God goes into his heart and says, "Seek my face." And David says, "I want to know you better, Lord."
大卫向神说，我愿意知道你更多。
And so David says in Psalm 51:10, "Oh God, create a new heart within me."
大卫向第十节说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
He realizes that his old heart is not adequate.
他认识了他自己原来的心根本就是不对的。
And he needs a new heart, and so he prays that prayer, asking God for a new heart.
他就向神祷告，祈求神给他一个新心。
Anybody know the name of Dr. Christian Bernard?
你们大家知不知道Bernard 医生这个名字？
He started something, didn't he?
他开始一件事。
Heart transplant.
心脏移植。
Take out the old one.
把这个旧的心脏拿掉。
Put in a new one.
也放了一个新的心脏。
Who wants to give a new heart?
谁要愿意给他一个新心呢？
I don't.
我不愿意。
I need it.
我自己要。
But you see, God says,I can do that new thing in you.
但是神说我可以做这么一件新奇的事情在你里面。
Ezekiel 36 and 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
他说我要给你一个新心，也要赐给你正直的灵。
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a new heart of flesh.
我要把你的肉心拿去，然后赐给你拿去你的实心，赐给你一个新心。
There we go. A heart that can function and work normally.
这样的话，我们的心脏就能够正常的活动。
But you see, the patient has to be willing to say, yes, I recognize my problem.
但是这个病人一定要说是的，我看清楚了，我自己是有病。
There's no doctor in this country who would operate on you if you did not say, please do it.
在 所有的医生在这个国家里面，你若是不给他许可权的话，他绝对不会跟你动手术。
In fact, I don't know any doctor in our country that wouldn't do it unless you wrote it down. Please do it and sign your name.
事实上，你若是不签你的名的话，医生也不会做的。
If we're going to have an operation, a serious, any kind of an operation, but more important, serious heart operation, you have to put your name in writing agreeing to this operation.
若是你得的病比较严重的话，你必须要签你的名，而且同意他这样的做。
You know what the Lord says to us today?
你知道今天神向我们说的是什么呢？
Proverbs 23:26.
箴言第二十三章二十七节。
My son, give me your heart.
我的儿，他要你给他许可权。
He'll not work against your will.
你若是不肯的话，他就不会做的。
If you determine that you will not, he won't press you.
你若是决心你不要的话，他也不会强迫你。
So he invites us this afternoon to give to him our hearts.
So 今天下午他愿意我们将我们的心交给他。
And you know what he'll do? It's a wonderful thing.
但是他要做的是一个很奇妙的事。
He puts the very person of his own son within the heart of man.
他将他自己的独生子放在人的心里面。
And the Lord Jesus comes in to live in our hearts.
主耶稣就住在我们的心里。
That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith.
主耶稣因着信的缘故要住在我们的心里。
That is the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Ephesian Christians.
这是保罗为以弗所的基督徒所做的祷告。
You know, there's a verse in Revelation that comes to my mind.
在启示录里面有一个经句，我刚刚想到。
It's the third chapter of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
It's the 20th verse.
第二十节。
Many of you have memorized this famous verse.
有很多人都记得这一个很有名的经句。
It says there that the Lord Jesus is knocking.On the outside of your heart's door.
告诉我们主耶稣站在门外叩我们的心门。
If any man will hear that sound and echo back, please come in, it says he will come in.
若是我们听到他的声音就对他反应，说开门请他进来的话。
He will come in and have fellowship with us, and we can have fellowship with him.
他就会进来跟我们有密切的关系。
Have you heard the Lord knocking on your heart's door?
你有没有听到神敲你的心门呢？
Have you invited him to come in to your heart?
有没有邀请他到你的心里面呢？
Have you given him your heart?
你有没有将你的心交给他呢？
He can take that hard heart and exchange it for a brand new heart of flesh.
他就可以将你的实心把它变成肉心。
He wants to live in you.
他要住在你的心里面。
He wants to motivate you.
他要带领你。
He wants to be the power in your life.
他也要成为你生命里面的能力。
He wants to be the glory of your life.
他也要变成你生命里面的荣耀。
Colossians 1:27 says that it is Christ in you which is the very hope of glory.
哥罗西书第一章二十七节说这是荣耀的盼望。
If you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior and received Him into your heart, you have the hope of glory in you.
若是你接受了主耶稣到你的心里面做你的救主的话，你就有了这个荣耀的盼望。
And that's the wonderful thing about belonging to the family of God.
成为神的家里面的人一员，实在是一个很好的事情。
You know, language separates nations.
我们知道语言不同，我们就有不同的国籍。
There are many different kinds of barriers between different peoples.
有很多不同的人中间有很多各样的阻隔。
Not only language, but customs.
不仅是语言能够拦阻人，而且他们的风俗也会。
Not only customs, but intelligence.
不仅是风俗，甚至于智慧。
The people with high IQs look down on the people with low IQs.
聪明的人就看不起那些愚笨的人。
And the people with low IQs look down on the people with high IQs.
那智商低的人他也会看不起智商高的人。
And so there are many things that separate people from people.
所以人中间有很多的原因使他们有阻隔。
But when you receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, there's a change that occurs.
但是当你接受了主耶稣到你心里的时候，你的生命就改变。
And those of us that belong to the family of God are made one in Christ Jesus.
凡是属于神家里的人，他就成为一体。
We may not look the same.
我们可能看起来不是一样的。
We may not speak the same.
我们也可能说不同的言语。
But we have the same Lord.
但是我们有同一的主。
And for that reason, we cannot look down on any other believer in Jesus.
因这里的缘故，我们就不能够藐视其他的人。
Because Christ is in that person.
因为主耶稣也在那个人的心里面。
Whether he's a little person.
不管他是矮的也好。
Or whether he's an old person.
或者他是一个老的也好。
Whether he's had little experience in Christ,
可能他在主耶稣的里面经历不多。
刚刚得救的。Or whether he's been a Christian many, many long years of experience.
或者他在主里面已经好多年了。
We should treat one another the same.
我们都需要对待大家一样的。
Because it's Christ in the believer, which is the hope of glory.
因为是主耶稣在人的心里面，这是荣耀的盼望。
Don't you know that your bodies are intended by God for a special purpose?
你知不知道你的身体是神在他的你们的身体上有一个特别的目的
？Well, the Scripture says that you should know this very fact that your body is the temple or the housing of the Holy Spirit of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们的身体是神的灵的殿。
And this Holy Spirit lives in us, and we have received Him from God, and you don't belong to yourself.
这个圣灵住在我们的心里面，我们就不再属于自己。
For we have been bought with a price.
因为我们是被重价赎买回来。
And therefore, we should glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits which belong to God.
所以我们要用我们的身体和我们的心灵来荣耀神，因为我们属于神。
The Lord has been very gracious to come and indwell these temples of flesh and blood.
神实在是大有恩典来住在我们这样血肉的身体里面。
And the question that we have today as he speaks to us,
当神今天下午向我们说话的时候，有一个问题。
Through His Word, as He talks to our hearts.
从他的话语里面，他向我们说。
The question is, have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
那问题就是说，你要不要接受他做你的救主
？Have you received the Holy Spirit of God as the interpreter of His Word?
你有没有接受圣灵成为他？解释他话语的一个老师中保。
When the noise and the sound of the word of God comes to your heart from God who says, "Seek my face," how do you respond?
当神的话来向我们说要寻求我的面的时候，你怎么反应
？What is your echo in response to His call to you?
当神这样呼召你的时候，你对他的回声是什么
？Can you say, "Oh Lord, it is your face"?That I seek.
你能不能向神说是的，神是我要寻求你的面。
Can you say, Lord, thank you for giving me this body. I turn it back over to you for your indwelling and propelling.
你能不能向神说，这是你给我的身体，我现在愿意交给你，被你自己使用。
I do trust that God will take this sound of His word.And speak to your hearts as he has spoken to mine.
我相信神怎么样把他的声音向我的心里面所说的，也同样的今天下午向你的心里面说。
I think we should bow in a word of prayer as we conclude this part.
我们用祷告来结束今天的信息。
Our Father, we thank you for the revelation of your heart of love to us.
我们的父，我们感谢你向我们显明你对我们的爱。
We thank you, Father, for sending your dear Son, the greatest of all heart doctors.
我们感谢你差遣你的儿子是最好的心脏的医生。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you know our hearts and understand us so very thoroughly and completely.
我们感谢主耶稣，你知道我们的心是那样完完全全的明了。
And Lord, you know how very desperate a people we really are.
神啊，你知道我们这样没有指望的光景。
Lord, you know how easy it is for our hearts to wander away from you.
我们的心是何等容易从你的身旁又转移过去。
And we just ask, Lord, this afternoon that you will draw us and speak words of comfort to each one of us this afternoon.
我们求你今天下午吸引我们，也对我们心里面说了安慰的话。
Oh Lord, we pray that we will respond in the right way to your invitation.
主，我们当你向我们邀请的时候，我们做正确的反应。
And Lord, when you have asked us to give us our hearts to you, we pray that we'll be willing to do that.
当你向我们求要我们的心给你的时候，我们是愿意交给你的。
And so, Lord, we would bow in your presence and we would worship you this afternoon.
下午在你的面前低头敬拜。
And we would call you Lord by the Spirit of God.
我们在圣灵里面称你为主。
And we would acknowledge your kingdom and your authority over our lives.
我们也承认你在我们你的国度也在我们的生命里面做主。
And we want you to be the absolute supreme authority in our lives.
我们也求你做我们生命的最高的主权。
Lord, if we haven't been able to do this, if we haven't surrendered, we ask that you'll continue to speak to our hearts through your Holy Spirit.
主，若是我们还没有这样做，或者是我们还没有完全屈服在你的面前，我们求你今天下午让我们这样的做。
We ask these things then, Father, through the precious name of your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的求是奉你宝贵主耶稣的儿子的名。